KTR Mobile.
Oh, good morning, Tom. KO4HK.
Morning, Patrick. Let me turn this radio down. Oh, I just made a run down to the post office there and dropped off a package of idiots from Amazon sent. Ordered some hearing aid batteries for Bernice. And they actually come from Hawaii in the end through United, or the Postal Service. And then they were the wrong batteries.
Yeah, that's the thing about ordering online. You just, even though it says this is what you're getting, you just never know till it's there.
Maybe stuff's within 2 days, and unless it tells you such. And I've never had but one or two problems in all the years I've used Amazon. And, oh, they're so easy to send something back. It's not a problem. They just give you a label and you put it on it and send it back. And there is no packaging, but it's still a pain, sort of.
KO4HK to sync up there. But, like I say, you just never know anymore what you're getting until it's there. But, how'd your visit go yesterday?
Not so good. I got to follow up next Friday with the doctor. And we'll see there is some issues.
Praying for you, Miss Bernice. I know y'all having a tough time right now.
Worry more about her than him. And just the fact you can't get in to get a surgery done on a hip, which is very common, till way up in January. And that kind of gripes me.
It does, but I think that's the new norm now.
Population growth and that, the hospital is just overwhelmed. You got to go in the emergency room some evening and see how that is. There's hardly a seat to sit in.
And y'all are a pretty big hospital down there, because I know when things get bad up here, they either send to Mission or Greenville.
I said once, and I don't know if this is accurate or not, one of the nurses or doctors we dealt with said there were 34 operating rooms there. You wouldn't think that'd be a problem to get a surgery, would you?
May have the surgery clean up, and that's if they're only working 12-hour days. But if they're running 24, you could do 4 surgeries in a room a day. So that's, what, 130 surgeries a day?
Yeah, I worked, was in a hospital up in Missouri, and in it, they just had 2 operating rooms, and I've seen personally those doctors do 6 knee surgeries or I don't know how many hip surgeries in one day in one operating room.
They got a new sterilization process on all that stuff, and I was trying to be conservative with the numbers there, but I mean, any way you look at it, that's a lot of surgeries a day to be booked up all the way to the middle end of January.
Went ahead, and and the hospital hasn't expanded down there, and they really need to. But then Bernice said there was a problem getting doctors, that there was a doctor shortage. They couldn't even get enough doctors. But I don't know how to go about going someplace else. A lot of people go to other hospitals. But with hip surgery, you're out that day or the next day. And so it wouldn't be bad even if we had to go out of town, I guess. But I don't know how to do that.
All you'd have to do is get it authorized with your insurance company for something like that, I guess. But I don't know where to tell you to start with that either. I try not to deal with those companies unless absolutely have to situation, because they are the pits.
Bernice has better insurance than I do, but I can go anywhere, too. But she definitely can go anywhere. And they're required to accept the insurance, so that shouldn't be a problem. And that is very unusual, I'm sure, but I'm pretty certain of that. Anyways, what was you up to today, Patrick? You're not working, obviously. I heard Shane talking to Leroy this morning on here. He's going down to get some work done on his truck. I think he said he had a coolant leak and something else. I just overheard it while I was eating breakfast. And if this filling station's open and there's a stall open, I'm going to stop right quick and get some push water here at Willis's.
Laying up there. But anyway, I'm just out here cleaning up in the yard. I've got one of the old Shelter Logic metal frame canvas shelters that the snow got year before last, and I'm finally getting to taking it down and getting rid of it so I can make room for the new one coming. So that's what I'm doing today.
Well, I don't really need gas that bad, but I only got about 100 miles on this thing, but I like to keep it filled up just in case. And so I'm going to put some gas in it here, Patrick. Good to hear you this morning. You have a good day, bud. TL4HKX and 0TR73.
Yes, Bernice, have a great day, and we'll catch you on down the log. KO4HKX, clear.
Okay, hey, Tom. Hey, Patrick.
4HKX, you drop your truck off over there at Wayne's.
Hey, see, I don't know how well I'm making it, but yeah, I dropped it, and I just picked up a rental car.
But you're still perfectly readable.
I'm right here, probably right near him, but I'm out and about. I'm stopping 16.
If you go up Locust Hill 290 and get on 101, he's up there at that Willis, just up there by 101 self-storage.
Back in Locust Hill Road, but I'm not real familiar with that.
Locust Hill Road, and if you're going back that way, where you cut off by the Peach Barn there, to the right, that's 101. He's probably about 2 miles up the road there at the gas station, and he don't live just a little bit up the road, so if you hang around, I'm sure he'd like to meet you. Shane. Obviously, you're having a little bit of trouble. Got something in between you and your repeater. I'll clear out here for now. KO4HKX, 73.
4, is that okay? I bumped the power up a little bit.
Yep, a little better.
A little better for you, but it's a worse receipt for me where I'm in the moment.
It kind of gets a little scratchy in places if you're on 290 heading back towards your place. And if you cut out there at the Sphinx and the Sitco, if you turn right, that brings you back out over on Milford Church Road, real close to where Tom will be.
Now for him, I'm still on Wade Hampton, and I'm sitting real low in a Toyota Camry. Night.
Metal around you, too. It makes a difference.
Car than what I reserved, so I'm happy with that.
Had something for you to reserve. The one up here, they ain't ever got nothing.
The car's on the lot, and they're like, what do you want? Pick whatever you want. And I said, yeah, but the price goes up too, the bigger the car. I'm fine with what I want. Just a little car.
Can be using it the cheapest thing to better, right?
Right, might as well get something good, fuel efficient. Money on the rental and the repair.
HKX, yeah, roger that. And nowadays you got to save a penny everywhere you can.
Here, I got to run into Lowe's. If I can find it, I hope I'm going the right direction. I didn't look it up. I'll talk to you in a little while. Maybe I'll get a hold of Tom.
KO4 HKX. I'll be clear. 7-3.